Good morning, Rogue Valley. This is Jeffrey Haug, and you're listening to the Rogue Valley Pulse, your local podcast. This week, I have tragic news on a fatal cyclist crash, details on Ashland's financial crisis, and Talent's new community hub. The community spotlight is the Camelot Theater in Talent. I have a week in events from the Daniel Kelly Trio, Marshall Thompson Duo, Frankie Hernandez, and more. I also have weekend weather, and music from Frankie Hernandez will close us out this week on the Rogue Valley Pulse. A 45-year-old White City bicyclist, Matthew Davenport, was killed in a collision with a vehicle on Tuesday morning on Foothill Road in rural Central Point. According to the Jackson County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred around 4:44 a.m. near the intersection with Quarry Road. Davenport was transported to a local hospital, but was pronounced dead at 5:42 a.m. The driver remained at the scene and is cooperating with the investigators. The Jackson County Serious Traffic Accident Reconstruction Team is leading the ongoing investigation. No charges have been filed, and officials have not yet determined the cause of the collision. This is a reminder to stay focused when driving and give ample space to cyclists when you're passing them. Ashland officials are preparing for tough budget decisions as rising costs outpace limited revenue growth. City Manager Sabrina Cotta warns that essential services, including police, fire protection, and parks, may face reduction unless new funding solutions emerge. The city's financial strain stems from the Oregon 3% annual cap on property tax increases implemented in the 1990s, which hasn't kept pace with the inflation or rising operational expenses. Public discussions begin March 31st about potentially adjusting service levels and exploring new revenue streams. Ashland currently relies on utility bills for public safety and wildlife mitigation that haven't increased in years, diminishing their effectiveness. The budget challenges coincide with two other separate financial pressures. The first one is the water rates, which are set to rise 13.5% to fund a new treatment plant, while the schools pursue a $10 million loan to help address shortfalls from enrollment declines. On a more positive note, the City of Talent is set to convert a former Asante Medical Building into a vital community resource center after securing a $1.5 million federal grant. The facility at 49 Talent Avenue will house nonprofits like the Talent Food Project, Rogue Action Center, and the Jackson County Long-Term Recovery Group, providing essential services to residents still recovering from the 2020 Alameda Fire. Mayor Darby Ayers Flood emphasized the importance of keeping grassroots organizations embedded in the community, stating they build trust and relationships critical for recovery. The food pantry, currently operating outdoors, will regain indoor space, improving access during inclement weather. While purchase negotiations with Asante are underway, remodeling timelines remain uncertain until the grant agreement is finalized. For more on these stories and links, visit roguevalleypulse.com. The community spotlight this week is the Camelot Theater in Talent. This theater stands as a cultural cornerstone of the Rogue Valley. What began in 1982 as the Actors Theater has blossomed into a celebrated performance venue, drawing over 26,000 patrons annually. For two decades, the Camelot operated from a converted feed store that seated just 104 people. In 2011, after an impressive $2.5 million fundraising campaign, supported by over 500 donors, the theater moved to its current home in the state-of-the-art James Morrison Collier Theater Building, with 164 seats and enhanced backstage capabilities. As a semi-professional community theater, Camelot produces 9 shows yearly, ranging from classic plays to musicals. Their popular Spotlight series pays tribute to legendary musicians, with recent productions celebrating Cat Stevens and the Judds. The theater also hosts special events like comedy nights and maintains a summer youth conservatory to nurture the next generation of performing artists. Visitors praise the intimate atmosphere, with reviewers noting there's not a bad seat in the house. The talented performers often double as musicians, creating an immersive experience that have earned the Camelot its reputation as a great addition to the Ashland area's entertainment scene. Their mission extends beyond entertainment to creating a supportive environment for theater artists while inspiring adults and children alike in the performing arts. For an unforgettable evening of quality entertainment in Southern Oregon, Camelot Theater invites you to be part of their continuing story. If you're planning on seeing a show, visit the box office at 101 Talent Avenues, which is open 4 hours before each performance. Ticket prices range from $20 to $40 for regular performances and can be purchased in person, by phone, or through their website at camelottheater.org. Until April 6th, the spotlight is on Kenny Loggins with Jim Messina. I encourage you to experience a show at the theater. You will be entertained and have an excellent experience. For the weekend events, let's start on Friday night in Grants Pass at the Schmidt Family Vineyards. Gary Margeson is a singer and songwriter from Southern Oregon and now living in Redding, California. He's playing solo acoustic as a one-man band of sorts, playing originals and covers, landing in alt rock, a real treasure to see perform live. The show is from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. on Friday night. Also on Friday at Daisy Creek Vineyards in Jacksonville, vocalists Shay Celine and Jennifer Abdo are known for blending jazz standards, pop covers, and their original arrangements. The duo reimagines classics from Nora Jones to Adele with a fresh acoustical twist. Celine, a seasoned performer with roots in the Southern Oregon music scene, pairs with Abdo's soulful vocals for a dynamic set. The performance highlights their 2024 collaborative EP, Midnight Revere, featuring stripped-down reinterpretations of modern hits. Seating is first come, first serve. The show is from 5 until 7 p.m. on Friday night at Daisy Creek Wineries in Jacksonville. On Saturday, at Dancing Vineyards in Medford, Marshall Thompson, the founding member of the legendary R&B group The Cheelights, brings his duo to Dancing Vineyards. Known for his hits like Oh Girl and Have You Seen Her, Thompson's soulful harmonies defined the 1970s soul. Now performing Americana and acoustic rock, he blends R&B with rootsy storytelling. The Cheelights earned a Hollywood Walk of Fame star in 2021, with the Thompson as the last surviving original member. The show is from 5 until 7 p.m. at Dancing Vineyards in Medford. At the Dos Mariposas Vineyard in Medford, jazz vocalist Danielle Kelly brings her trio featuring New Orleans-trained guitarist Paul Turnipseed and bassist Jeff Atticott. Danielle, a Sitka-born Ashland-based artist, she merges Motown influences with jazz sophistication honed through her work with the Danielle Kelly Soul Project and her role as a Jefferson Public Radio host. Turnipseed is a Hurricane Katrina survivor and infuses Crescent City phrasing into classics while Atticott anchors the group swing. Expect reimagined standards and a soulful improvisational in this vineyard setting. The show is between 4 and 6 o'clock at Dos Mariposas Vineyards in Medford. On Sunday at Del Rio Vineyards, Frankie Hernandez, writer, producer, turned soulful performer, brings his genre-blending set, known for weaving Latin rhythms, funk, and rock into his performances. Hernandez draws from his East LA roots and 25-year creative career. His lyrics often reflect personal reinvention, influenced by his time in Hollywood and late-life academic pursuits. The show offers a rare chance to see Hernandez's original work alongside reimagined classics. Arrive early for seating. The show is from 3 o'clock until 5 at Del Rio Vineyards in Gold Hill. The weather this weekend is looking good. There may be some light rain on Friday evening, with lows going down to 39 in Ashland and the low 40s in Medford and Grants Pass. Saturday, temperatures in Ashland hit 56, with the rest of the valley reaching 58. There will be partially cloudy skies, with lows dipping down to 40 overnight. Sunday will be mostly cloudy with a couple showers early in the day, and temperatures reaching 54 in Ashland and up to 60 in the rest of the Rogue Valley. Lows overnight will go down to the low 40s. That's all for this week. Thanks for listening. Contact us on our website, Rogue Valley Pulse, and share the podcast with a friend. I will see you next week on the Rogue Valley Pulse. Closing music from Frankie Hernandez from his song, Let Me Go.
Was a wasteland wandering gypsy of a man, digging for love through garbage cans, trying to find a bargain so I could one day say I found a sweet smelling fixer up a thrown away yesterday. Tired of finding genies by rubbing on lamps, making empty promises with rubber stamps, running full speed away from opening doors until I smelled just like the thing that I was looking for. Please let me go, about myself like that anymore. Please let me go, let me go. When we got together, I was just a young man, really a boy, but I wouldn't say that then. I was a fountain of sun with love to give and throw away. Thought that I could love you into seeing this my way. We lived beside a battle with the hearts behind shields, ready for forgiveness if the other will yield. And maybe you wanna fight for us, but I'm ready to give, and I'm willing to walk away. Just let me live. Please let me go, I don't think about myself like that anymore. Please let me go, let me go.
Rogue Valley Pulse is sponsored by HOZT.com, your local web development specialist. With over 25 years experience building websites that work for you and your business, from lightning fast static sites to e-commerce, we have you covered. Considered hosts for your next online project.